Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you which teams to root for. Phillip Rivers, an all-time great player, and by all accounts, a great person.
Phillip Rivers is going to win the game. So I admit, I'm hoping for the best for Phillip Rivers.
If they lose or something, it devastates me.
There are 8 quarterbacks left, and you don't have Brady in the top 4.
I rest my case.
Talking heads in the media, talking about how this is the end of the dynasty.
They're going to lose, it's going to come to an end.
They're going to fall off a cliff and become a bum and all this stuff.
Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order.
You know, I'm sure winning's sweet, but is it that little bit sweeter when you're constantly proving people wrong all the time?
I am the fire.
Caught by Edelman, wide open.
This was supposed to be a vulnerable version of the Patriots.
Michelle burst through. 40, 30, 25, 20.
What happened yesterday?
Rivers in trouble. Rivers is sacked.
They played possum on us all season.
Epic beatdown.
Is it that little bit sweeter when you're constantly proving people wrong all the time?
The New England Patriots advance to their 8th straight AFC championship game.
I just like winning.
Right now.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Right, back here in OMF at 617-779-7937. Coming up in this hour, we'll check in with Patrick Chung. We'll find out why that defense was so good yesterday in the game. We'll also give away a pair of tickets to the Sun, Wine, and Food Fest.
Ooh.
Sounds like my type of
sun,
place.
Sun, wine, and food?
Yeah.
Are we guaranteed sun?
I don't know.
I know the wine and the food.
Do they set up like lamps or something?
Yeah, just in case it's not sunny.
It's above my pay grade, guys.
Get out there.
All right.
We'll try that. All right, let's get back to these phone calls, see what we've got over here. This is Rob in Springfield. Hi, Rob.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Great.
I'm a longtime listener, and I love OMF, and I just wanted to bring a couple of points across and let you guys talk about it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And
thanks.
You know what? I really liked the way the Patriots played, and I never really thought they were going to lose only because San Diego had to travel so much and everything else like that.
LA.
And it was in New England. It was cold weather. And my really sticking point is that San Diego never really changed up their defense.
Did not.
At all. And they let Brady throw all underneath all day. And if you look at the Saints in Philadelphia, Philadelphia came out really top heavy. They came out 14-0, and I really think the Saints changed up and really started sticking the guys from the line of scrimmage or wide receivers, which really hurt them. And I see that with the Patriots in some of their losses. When they're getting jammed up at the line, it really hurts them.
All right. They didn't change up, and they didn't change up maybe because they didn't have the personnel to change up defensively. I mean, that could be part of it, but it happened so quickly. And I'm not sure the cold was as big a factor as people thought it was. Do you guys think the cold was?
No, you're talking about necessity, too. I mean, they could change up from 7 DBs to 6 and put a linebacker out there. It's not any good.
Right.
So then you could sit there and say, well, we're better off putting a better defensive back because that's where our strength is.
Right.
Now, we're going to have some issues. My issue was that, you know, their issues would be a power running game. But you would think that there'd be advantages to having 7 defensive backs back there.
Because of Tom
Brady.
And
they didn't win those either.
Yeah,
you know, you're flooding the secondary, running backs out of the backfield, have 7 DBs, being able to play guys on the line and kind of take away short passing games. I mean, the pros of having 7 defensive backs, they lost those battles as well, which is not a good recipe.
No, it isn't.
And the reason why they're down 35-7 at half.
That's why the running game is so important for the New England Patriots. You've got the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, and he still can play at a very high level, as we found out this week. So if you can establish the run, and oh, yeah, he's pretty good at play action, and then you can open up the passing game, what does the defense do?
I mean,
you guys tell me. What do they do?
Well, because if you're going to sit there and you're going to like just play zone and just – you know, he's got only rushed 4 guys, and there are those defensive ends have no idea what you're doing, so they're getting off the ball late, and you have the advantage of knowing the snap count. He's going to sit there and just dink and dunk and dial in and find every single open receiver. This is perfect. So Hogan caught a pass. It was involved. White, Burkhead, Dorsett catches the touchdown. Edelman doing Edelman things. Gronk catches one pass because – really, you didn't even need to.
No.
So you, the first pass
you had
you
a more
throw
important
him,
role for him, and he did a great job with it.
The first pass you throw him is in the first series of the second half, and I almost feel like at that point in time, it's like you kind of owe him, right? He's been doing all this blocking, and you just throw him a bone?
You know, we sit here every Monday and do like good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
For me, the bad and the ugly all happened on that first drive by San Diego. That's it. Okay, like the blown coverage by Gilmore, whatever happened.
That was it.
Well, one other thing, though, that third and 15.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about that. Remember that third and 15 they had? And the play call? It was just all man-to-man. They had flooded the line of scrimmage, and it was just man-to-man on the outside, and they had that completion on third and 15. Third and 15, you figure, kind of drop back, right? We're not going to give up the big play. Instead, they went just full man. It was like no safety help whatsoever.
But a huge catch.
And then the next, right afterwards, was the touchdown to Keenan Allen. You're like, okay, we regroup. That was it. Like, those two plays are the only thing negative to even think about in this football
working
game.
Working hard for the bad and ugly.
No, I'm saying, that's it.
I'll give you another one that was kind of ugly. And you never think of it when you're talking about a blowout game. I think there were some bad calls by the officials against the Patriots.
You want to focus on the negative.
Yeah, not that it mattered in the game, but I thought there were some bad calls out there. And
you finally got a pass interference on Gronk, which was nice.
Yeah.
Well, Trey Flowers, the call that on him was...
He was pushed. He was pushed into Rivers.
I don't know what... I mean, that was
hit him in the thigh,
that
too,
is an instinct call. That is an instinct call.
Sure,
okay.
Protect the quarterback.
Defensive lineman falls at the knees. Okay, forget about what else is going on or the reasons why. Throw the flag.
Plus, the quarterback was bitching for a half an hour before that. Please, can you help me out?
But he didn't curse.
No, he didn't curse.
I had to keep eating.
Yeah, here's Jared in Maine. Hi, Jared.
Hey. I have actually just 2 points. I think for the first thing, Belichick taking the ball is just to keep that Chargers offense kind of in that cold. Again, just, you know, more of a mind-teasing thing that Bill always uses.
Keep whose offense? Keep the Chargers on the sideline cold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Sit in the sideline.
Yep.
Oh, and that's the warmest spot, isn't it? The bench?
Yeah, they have the heated benches. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, it's still about the cold. You guys, I mean, Florida, you must know, again, you might have those heaters and stuff, but it's still cold.
I'm a wimp, though, when it comes to the cold, so don't ask me.
No, I'm
a big, giant baby when it comes to being cold.
You know hate it. Cold.
Where's fur coats in the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the second one is that me just being a fan and even the haters and stuff, we need to just sit back and enjoy this, you know, 18 years of a ride that, you know, probably we won't, but potentially not see ever again, that, you know, enjoy the wins, the losses, and that they've always been there or at least had a, you know, chance to go to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship. It's just, to me, an unbelievable ride that they've done as a
team. Well, I got news for you. Listen, this thing ain't going anywhere. It's not going anywhere.
No, I understand it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, enjoy it, sure.
Yeah, but you never enjoy it while it's going on. You know when you enjoy it? When it's over. Yeah. And you look back and say, man, that was a lot of fun. I guess you try to enjoy it while it's going on.
See, somebody at the end of the game wanted to talk to Bill about being in 12 of those AFC championships. He wanted nothing to do with it. Yeah. We're on to Kansas City. We're talking about. So you're right.
We're on to Cincinnati.
And I'm with you, Christian. Even if they had lost that game yesterday and Brady didn't play at the high level he played at, if Brady comes back next year and plays at a similar level that he played at this year, and they get a couple of receivers, maybe a Golden Tate, which I noticed you tweeted with today, or another receiver out there, a couple of players, this team's not going to be 11-5 or 12-4.
Okay.
They're not going to be in the mix next year.
Well, they'll only have
look
one
at the division with two new coaches.
They'll only have one loss in the division. And
Miami.
That'll be Brian Flores, because that'll be the same.
And that's a fluke.
Because it's one. It's Miami.
A quark.
It's Brian Flores. Mm-hmm. Okay, has a lot of knows this team just like every other ex coach that is left. They always get that one game, that big game against the Patriots, and it's always at home.
Well, it might have nothing to do with Flores. I mean, it seems like they drop one once in a while to Miami anyway. Like 1-1 to Miami, a lot. I mean, not a lot.
Man, Genie had a lot of success. Had his chance, and he beat the Patriots that first year when he was in Denver. Matt Patricia, Mike Vrabel. Just go through the list. So that'll be one loss. I'll do it now. My way too early projection. They'll split with the Dolphins.
So you don't think they're going to fix the outlier issue next year?
No, they're outliers for a reason.
That's going to be a problem. Here's Lee in East Boston. Hi, Lee.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, Lee.
Oh God, I'm a lifelong Chief fan. Grew up in East Boston. I've been waiting 25 years for this. I am so excited I can barely contain myself. But you know, as far as the game goes, I mean, I'm gonna know the losers. I know, you know, they're going up against the GOAT, and I've heard that for the past 18 years. And I'm not gonna say that he's not, because he definitely is. But at the same time, you know, he hasn't done so well playing in Kansas City. I believe he's 1-2. And one of
wait,
those
so you're
like,
wait, hold on. So you're a Kansas City fan stuck in
East Boston.
In East Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been in East Boston?
Well, he took over when Wiggy left. Well,
how long have you been in East Boston?
I grew up in East Boston. I'm 51 years old.
So what the hell are you, Kansas City Chiefs?
You got to learn how to, like, finagle the bagel and go to back door.
I'll tell you the story. When I was a kid, growing up in East Boston, my uncle had a hunting camp up in Waterboro, Maine. He took me up there, got me into the outdoors. Part of that was archery. Mm. And whenever I seen that stone arrowhead on the side of the helmet, that was it for me. I was 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is that a
you need a, shrink, brother.
So you've been waiting for this
shrink.
You've been waiting for to get the Patriots at your place? Because 2015, they came up here. You waited for that one. Didn't end well, though.
Yeah, well, it's a different year. We don't talk about the past, right? Isn't that what Belichick says? You don't talk about the past, right?
This is true. Just concentrate on next week.
Last time it was off to Cincinnati because of the beating they got in Kansas City, if I remember.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you're right. You're right. You can look at the Patriots and say when they have been in the postseason and they have played on the road, they haven't fared well. They've been like 500. On the other hand, right. We can look at Kansas City, and other than the first few years of the Super Bowl, so we'd have to go back 50-some-odd years now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Kansas City, what have they done?
They
this is all
anything.
New to them, right?
Exactly. And the kid's too young and stupid to know any better.
There you go. Dumb, stupid
kids. Now you're making sense.
Now you're making sense.
Because they shell off us all.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. More from Foxborough next.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tom Brady's just about done. He is going to fall off a cliff.
Anybody said a word to us about Atlanta? No, because they know we're not going.
The Patriots get blown out, and the dynasty dies.
We're on to Kansas City, baby. Let's go.
And here comes the Patriots, Kansas City.
Wish death upon me.
It kind of gets me fired up because I'm thinking, you know, what the hell do these people know?
I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be.
Proving the doubters wrong again.
And the route is on in Foxborough. The Pats are heading to Kansas City.
Tom Brady and the Patriots are headed to their eighth straight AFC championship game.
I know, everyone thinks we suck and can't win any games, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
Listen to the game right here. Patriots, Chiefs on WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. Can I ask this question? Are we now satisfied? Because, I mean, I just heard this promo, and I get it. You know, oh, yeah, Tom Brady's doing this. And by the way, Tom Brady doing all of this Instagram stuff and wasting his time. Didn't we find out when he missed the OTAs? Didn't we find out it really killed him here in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, can we kill that now?
Destroyed him.
It's can we please kill
him.
That?
Yeah, that's dead.
Because that was alive.
Talking,
like, what?
Talking
when was
point
that alive?
Number 162.
That was alive, but maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Was it after it was Miami? Yeah. Pittsburgh, definitely.
Yeah.
It was somebody came up with and said it. Like it made any sense. Like, that was the reason.
Missed OTA.
Get it. I mean, so regardless if they win or lose in this game, like, that's not an issue.
He's going to miss OTAs next year.
I would say based on his performance, what the team was capable of doing, more people should miss it.
Miss it. He's,
you know what?
He's fine with it.
More people.
So I'm going to ask you if people are satisfied, because this is where people expected them to go. Maybe had they won that Miami game, they had home field advantage, maybe you'd feel a little bit better about them against Kansas City. But are we going to be pissed off? They got to the AFC Championship. This has not been the best Patriots team we've seen over the last 17 years. Are you good if they lose this game on Sunday? Disappointed?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, are you
but you're
good?
Not going to be...
I mean,
well, you're going to be. Nobody's going to be. Are you going to be pissed if they lose this game on Sunday?
No, I mean, I'm not. No, will fans be pissed? Yes. Yes, they will be angry because of this. Now.
Same fans who 2 weeks ago never thought they could even win this game against the Chargers.
What fans are you talking about?
My answer would always be, like, I got to see it first. That's all. I mean, would you be pissed if they're up 5 with 7 seconds to go? And a fleet, whatever, hook and ladder, whatever you want to call it, hook and lateral, happens, and they go 70 yards in 7 seconds.
Yeah, because they
and
have
lose.
It. But
yes, then I'd be really pissed.
Suppose they
let
go
me
out,
see how it looks first.
Yeah, suppose they go out and they play a Kansas City team that just, you know, they can't stop.
They lose 37 to 17.
Yeah, right. You know, disappointed?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're always disappointed because you're greedy.
Yes.
So, I mean, while you have what you have right here, it's like, okay, go to the Super Bowl. Have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Because, quite frankly, You know, I don't know how you guys feel, but does the NFC look as dominant as it once did?
No. No.
You know, normally I would
say... I'm saying in the matter of 3 weeks, Lou. Three weeks.
If they get past Kansas City, I would say like a month ago, I would have said it doesn't matter because, you know, I think the NFC is that much stronger. I don't feel that way right now. So, but I still want to see how it looks. If they get to the point where they should win this football game and something happens at the end, yeah, I'll be pissed.
Didn't I see the odds, the latest odds on the four teams of winning the Super Bowl? Kansas City is now number one, right? They're the favorite. Patriots are fourth on that list, I believe.
I think
Kansas City's the favorite, okay. Followed by the Saints.
Sports Insight from the Action Network is a huge resource for me.
Followed by the Rams and followed by the Patriots.
I got to see what it looks like. That's all. I mean, if they lose 37-17 or something like that, you know, and you're like, man, this Saints team is just, this Kansas City Chiefs team is just a juggernaut. Like, Mahomes is just unbelievable. MVP. I don't know how you can sit there and be pissed. You'd be disappointed. But if you got a chance to win this game in the fourth quarter and something fluky happens or something happens, then yeah, you're always
going to
be
mad. When I was watching that Kansas City game, I was sitting there going, you know, one of these guys, it looked like Mahomes was going to get hurt. It looked like he hurt his ankle.
Yeah.
And then somebody else got hurt. Tyreek Hill. I was like, wow, this would be just the way things would go for the Patriots. One of their best players out. You already lost Kareem Hunt. And then you lose basically, I don't know, who would you say their most dangerous weapon is? Would it be Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce?
Mahomes. Yeah, but Mahomes first.
If they don't have Mahomes, who's their backup?
I don't know. They may cancel the game. I'll give you the backup.
If they lost Mahomes and who is it?
Chad Henne.
If Chad Henne.
Yeah.
But basically, what team are they? Are they the Raiders? They're the Raiders, right? They're the Jets.
Yeah, because you can't operate your offense. And contrary to what we're hearing today, and we were watching a show here during the break, suddenly people think because of the way they played defensively against the Colts that Kansas City is suddenly a really good defensive team. Isn't that a huge advantage for New England?
Well, no. Defense? They're sitting there going, wow, do you think the Kansas City Chiefs teams, this team, okay, with a week off, like suddenly with the week off they became this juggernaut?
No.
Just this dominating, intimidating.
Well, they have Houston back, and that, I think, helps. And he had a really good game. I think the Colts just sucked in that game.
I think
their game preparation, their game plan was horrendous. You know, first-year coach. And Andrew Luck did what we've seen from Andrew Luck in the past in the postseason.
Trustworthiness quarterbacks.
Not in the postseason.
He had a lot of help.
Not in the postseason, Stephen A. No.
Yeah, he had a lot of help because they were dropping passes, jumping offsides.
Awful.
I mean, it was really
not
pathetic.
Ready for the moment.
No, they just no. That game was similar to the Patriots game where it was over.
It was
like
over.
Right when it started. Like, well, all right.
So
this
let
is
me
over.
So
they so
also,
going to KC.
So I'll throw that question out now with the Patriots. We have seen the Patriots be that team at times on the road this year. The team that you saw with Indianapolis, right?
Jumping offsides.
Right. Doing stupid stuff. And it's going to be loud. And you even talked with Bill about it. You're going to get silent count, right? You're going to have to go on signals. I'm wondering, does this team play the disciplined type of game that we've seen them play at home, especially yesterday, or do they revert back to that team that we've seen on the road?
Okay, that's a great question, Glenn.
Do you think, Bill, that is who they are? Do you think they are?
It's what they've shown us.
Okay, but okay, I know that's what
I only have history.
I know that's. Hold on,
I'm a history buff.
Okay, stop.
I can only go off what I see.
I know that's what you've seen, but based on your own analysis and what you think, do you really think that's who they are?
Ooh, you want me to get the crystal ball out?
No.
Yes, I
can
think...
sit there and go. Okay, so you think that's their identity? They're mentally weak.
They are
the road.
Who we thought they were.
Okay, Dennis.
But they are who we thought they were.
So the problem I have with this is, I look at history and I say to myself, I keep every single game this year, and you kept on bringing it. It's the outlier. It's a former coach. And every time they would play that outlier, that coach, they would screw up again on the road. So why do we suddenly think they're going to figure this out for a road game in a lot, maybe the loudest, you called it, the loudest stadium you've ever.
Broke a record.
We hope and we wish and we pray.
No, see, I think the hoping and wishing and praying is for, throw that out the window. The fact is, see, I don't think that's who they are.
Oh, you're such a whore.
No. But see, and that's why you should call me Neo. Because I can
see it.
I'm going
to call you Wiggy in about 2 seconds.
You know, I said they'd win, but close. He said they're going to win by a million points, basically. I just can't get over the fact that when I keep looking at it, because I want to sit there and go, that is who they are. And I said it on the post-game show with Rochi.
Yeah.
weeks ago. Like,
oh, Richie must have loved that.
They just, this is who they are.
About
like,
homers.
There came a point where you couldn't deny like what was in front of your face. After that Pittsburgh game, you're like, you can't deny it.
This is
a real thing. This is not just some outlier. It's real. But upon further review,
oh jeez,
I was able to look at
there's
it.
There's been no review. Where's the road game that changed
review,
your mind?
I haven't had a road game since.
Okay, so
what are you talking about?
You want to go through them again? Okay,
I don't want to go through them again.
Can we throw out Miami?
No.
Can we throw out Miami?
I've got the tape. I'll listen to it tonight at all.
Hold on. Can we throw out Miami?
Why
your worst score.
No. Throw out Miami.
No. Because that's a fluke.
It's not
Haley's
a fluke.
Comment. It doesn't happen ever. And it happened to them by, it was like crazy.
They were terrible in the second half in Miami.
Stop it.
You can't do that.
They ended the game the way most teams wish and pray they could.
Christian, you are right now doing what most people do, and that is you're taking the last thing you've seen.
No, I'm not. I said this 2 weeks ago.
Which is a great game.
Shut up.
The greatest game of the season at home.
3 weeks ago.
And trying to project next Sunday in Kansas City.
I've been calling it an outlier, and I heard you on your post-game show when I was driving home late.
I gave you
working
credit.
On my craft.
I gave you credit.
Fury, outlier.
I give you
yes,
credit.
I've been saying it for a while.
I give you credit.
Okay, I've been saying it for a while.
Okay, so Miami game, I'll give you.
Yes!
I thought we all thought they would win that game, but maybe win ugly. And technically, they did. Fluke play, they lost. Fine. But when you lose a game like that in Miami, and then will you go and play that next week the way they did in Pittsburgh? That just sort of blows your mind, don't
penalties,
you?
And it, but
pre-snap
here's the
penalties?
It
was 6-8?
And that's what makes it stand out more to me than anything. It was
formation
penalties? It was the most
drop passes.
Quirks. It was
Brady throwing the ball up the end of the half for an interception.
And even Edelman, it was like, what are you doing, dude? You've been in the league forever. You honestly don't know if you should be on the line or off the line. That's what made me go, no. This is not. These are outliers. I just stepped in it. My bad, coach. Like, I can't believe we did it again. And we should have known better after losing the way we did in Miami. But we stepped in it again. Jacksonville, Detroit, Tennessee, Miami, Pittsburgh.
So why is Kansas City
all different yet the same?
Why is Kansas City different?
No, I just feel like on the road, I'm not going to sit there and look at their past games and go, well, that's who they are, and you know what? They're going to lose. They're going to jump off sides. They're going to drop passes. They're going to get pushed around by an offense, right?
Outside,
so their offensive line is going to push them around?
Okay, so,
no.
All right, so offensive line worries me. I thought the offensive line was phenomenal yesterday, and I think on the whole they are a very good offensive line. But you get to Kansas City, you get that loud noise, and everything changes with your offensive line.
I think what changes really for me the last three playoff losses, I think the knee was a huge factor for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is anymore.
Right. I think
he's figured out either how to deal with it, how the proper medication, or maybe just the 2 or 3 weeks was enough. You know, sprained MCL, people might sit there and say, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Because it's not that.
About right.
It's not like a tear where you need surgery, like a bad tear.
Yeah.
Slight one. So 3 or 4 weeks rehab. And I think you can make an argument that in that Tennessee game, that's where he heard it. And then something happened because that first half against Miami, I don't know if he's ever looked better. Something happened, that touchdown to Gronk. When he went down talking about his brace, now it clipped on him. And he started to get a little freaked out over it. Yep. That's why he lost his mind at the end of the first half and took a sack. And then that Pittsburgh game, we saw a little bit more of it. So those are the three bad playoff the three road losses out of the last four. So the difference? Is it that DNA of the team, or was it your quarterback wasn't 100% healthy, and now that he is,
it's your quarterback
feeling a lot better?
Yeah, I think the quarterback makes you feel much better about this team going forward. It was the argument that we had with you, Christian, on Friday. You said everybody had to play better, and I think we were saying it's Brady that has to play better. And if you look, it's no coincidence that the four remaining teams are four of the best quarterbacks. Matter of fact, three of the four, the three not named Tom Brady, have all been mentioned as MVP candidates during the course of the season.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're here. It's all about the quarterback play. And Tom Brady playing the way he did yesterday gives you hope that you did not have before that game on Sunday, that maybe they can finally do something that they have not been able to do, and that's go beat a good team
on
the road.
Our good friend Stedman always says we keep going.
Yes, he does.
So don't you think that is the ultimately, I mean, there's going to be a lot of different angles of this game, people dissecting different aspects of the offense and the defense, special team, crowd, all that stuff, right? They're going to be breaking down like crazy. Still, I think the biggest question is going to be these road woes. These issues on the road, chalk them up however you want. How do you make sure it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, but it also, when you look back, even with good Patriot teams, It's been difficult through this entire run. So we talk about this run. 17 years, phenomenal. 12 AFC championships. They've got the Super Bowl rings. They've been in eight of them. It's unbelievable what they've done. But the one thing they haven't done, they have not fared well on the road when they've had to travel in the postseason. Now we're looking at a team this year that's probably not as good, albeit what they did yesterday, not as good as what we've seen through most of those 17 years, and we're expecting them to go on the road
and
win in Kansas City for a playoff game?
Well, I think they've got every
against the MVP quarterback.
Every built-in excuse, right? And this won't be the first time they take down an MVP quarterback, so... And I'd say a guy like, see, Mahomes reminds me a little bit of Ben Roethlisberger. Even though Ben started as a rookie, I just assume, okay, right, so fine. He sat behind Alex Smith for 1 year. But this is basically his rookie season being a starter. Ben Roethlisberger had a lot of early success, hosted that AFC Championship game. And as soon as the game started.
Wasn't great.
No, he was terrible.
Right.
He was that is not even the same guy.
No.
Now, I would say Mahomes hasn't even shown a glimpse of that. A little bit in that first half against the Patriots where he was just missing receivers and, they were behind early.
Yeah, but he was pretty good Saturday. If you look at that game.
He was.
Because I thought the same thing. I thought he's never done this before. Postseason is much different than the regular season. Let's see Mahomes in the playoffs. And especially when everybody was saying that the Colts were getting much better defensively, none of that happened. Okay, he was good. Mahomes was good.
And then who's more likely? Which coaching staff, even though the Patriots won, which coaching staff is more suited or better suited to get better after that first game? Now you have more information. You see it firsthand. You're not just watching it on film. So you watch it on film the first time, and you did a pretty good job. Tyreek Hill scared the crap out of you, right?
Still does.
And still does.
Because you can't catch him. You can play great defense and lose him.
Yes, and now you have real experience, real information, and so does Brian Flores, so does Bill, so does Tom. So those same things that you did, you keep some of those things, and then you add a couple more wrinkles based on the new knowledge that you have. I would say the Patriots have a better outcome.
I'm clearly going to take Belichick over Andy Reid, unless we're talking about appearance, because Andy's a good-looking guy, probably better looking than Bill.
Bigger version of you.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. But, yeah, and in the last 4 minutes of the game, or the last 2 minutes of the first half, you'll take Belichick and his staff. But still, the road woes.
You hope the Patriots are on offense at that point in time. Because he does freak me out a little bit, Mahomes does, as far as his just ability. And you saw it all last year, 3rd and 15, 4th and 10, drive, game on the line, completion after crazy freaking completion.
It's big plays.
Uncanny.
It's big plays. That's the thing that scares you about it. That's why I think the Patriots are better served by keeping the scoring down and actually moving the chains.
Well, Mahomes, in that first half, the first time you played him was 14 for 23, 164 yards, no touchdowns, two picks.
Yeah, he had problems. Yeah. The first half. Second half,
touchdowns
good.
In the second half.
It was good.
Need that. I think he's going to throw you a couple picks.
Yeah.
He'll
make mistakes.
No, he will.
And I hope he throws with that left hand a couple times, because that probably one of those is going
to
get picked.
They should force him to play with his
left hand. Yes, I agree. All right, we're going to get right back to your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
A lot of people didn't think we could beat the Chargers, and the Chargers were undefeated on the road, and we wanted to go out and really, bet about our team. And we have TVs on from time to time, so I don't think you're completely immune to anything. I just know a lot of people didn't think we could win yesterday, and I'm sure a lot of people don't think we could win in Kansas.
That's true. So Jerry started asking him, like, who are these people? And then, of course, he rattled off, I think, Rochy and
Steve Burton and Wiggy. Chatham.
Yeah. No, they didn't think he could win. All right, back to the phone calls. We go at 617-779-7937. Steve's in Portsmouth. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I've been calling for weeks, and I've been saying since the Josh Gordon release, that the team would morph into a run-first team, and the defense was actually very underrated. And like always, they continue to improve and that they become reminiscent of the runs that we made in 03 and 04, but also with an incredible passing game as well. And it's kind of off base to Christian. You couldn't be more right. It's off base to say that these losses that the Patriots have had in their schedule are, you know, you have to disregard the early ones in the season, the Titans and the Lions, disregard those losses. Then the Dolphins, I was at that game. That's a hiccup, man. That can happen. But then, right, think about this. From that week, minus the Dolphins game, they let up 17 points, 17 points to Green Bay.
Minus the Pittsburgh game, and now they're 14-2. You're right, Steve.
Oh,
it's a good year.
No, hell of a year. No. I didn't say
it
about the game. I said that they let up 17 points against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They had converted, though, to a run-first team when Josh Gordon was here. They were doing that. Matter of fact, they had their greatest success when Sony Michel was running for 100 yards, were they not?
No, they were, but I'm talking about being a run-first team. If you're understanding football, and Christian will explain to you on the break. Don't do that to me. Let's talk here. So, yesterday they controlled the clock. They were a run-first team. Like, you know, you look at the Cowboys. They play differently. You know the Patriots. They're quick. They're going to get the line of scrimmage. They're going to go quick. No. And then, but it's more about the defense, man. That's what I'm saying. This defense is underrated. They're going to go into Kansas City. They're going to game plan. This is the second time playing a second-year quarterback.
Well, wait a minute, Steve. I have no disagreement with you, especially about their secondary. I think their secondary this year has been very good, especially the second half of the season. And I think the run defense has been pretty good at home. It's been at times excellent at home. What about on the road, though? They have not been good on the road. Don't you worry about that?
I worry about it, but obviously something's going to have to give in this Kansas City game. They have so many weapons that are so good that something's going to have to give. And Ben Brady's going to have, Belichick's going to game plan it, so he's going to have to give them something. And I think that Damian Williams does have a good game. But guess what? Kelce doesn't. Hill doesn't. Mahomes doesn't. And we shut them down, and we win it out.
Yes, you see, he was making some good sense, but then he morphed into
50%
hard.
Stupid.
Yeah. He did. He was making, but his points became, I guess, too based on emotion and love for the team as opposed to just. Okay.
But he basically said now people are coming around. People are coming around only because they saw them yesterday.
Yeah.
That was not the team we saw all year long, and it certainly is nowhere close to the team that we've seen play on the road.
See, this is why, these every single team, every team that hosted NFC or AFC, they won. It's like a bowl game. The other team kept playing. They had 2 weeks to not only heal, but to game plan. And to sit back and watch them go through their ups and downs and watch them get physically beat up. And all they're going to do is waiting for them to arrive.
It's the last thing you've seen.
I do agree with him when he talks about the defense, though. They do look like a much better defense. You know, we're kind of jumping all over him, but even in Pittsburgh, gave up 17 points to a team that we think is pretty explosive.
Yep.
This game here, I don't care about the 28 points. We know what it looked like. We know what they did to them. And the secondary, we've been praising them. We said that's the strength of this team. It'll be interesting to me, and I was surprised even Bill got into it, you know, even agreed that maybe a second look at Tyreek Hill can help. You know, usually it's like, whatever. They're good. That's not going to help us. You know what I mean? But seeing Tyreek Hill for a second time, to me, he's that explosive offense now. Because they do a good job with Kelce, and they have over his career, right? Patrick Chung, they're physical with him. That Kareem Hunt explosion. I know Damian Williams is still there, but the concern is always and will be Tyreek Hill.
But how many times have you watched Tyreek Hill out there and you said, oh, my God, defense did a great job with him, and he's 5 yards away from the corner of the safety. How the hell did he get there?
Well, his speed.
That's it.
So to me, it's about, like the safeties and angles going to get Tyreek Hill,
right.
You know, and just being like, I'm going to go get him. And next thing you know, you realize that, geez, I didn't take the right angle at this guy. He's 5 yards past me already. That's a big play.
No, I think it's fair to say that of the four remaining teams right now, New England is the best defensive team.
Yeah. Well, stats-wise, definitely.
Well, yes. I think even watching them, looking at them, you're going to get carried away with one good defensive performance by Kansas City on Saturday. I think Kansas City, if they're going to win this game on Sunday, they have to score an awful lot of points. Defensively, I would be concerned if I were
Believing this. I'm not believing at all in this Kansas City Chiefs defense. Not one bit.
No, I'm not either.
I don't even care if Eric Berry comes back. I don't care if Houston didn't play in the last time you played. I'm not believing it. Like, not at all. You. Like, they're going to be able to move the ball on this team. If they can't move the ball on this team, then it's similar to what happened in Pittsburgh. They're just pooping down their leg. They're screwing up left and right, jumping off sides, not giving themselves any opportunity to be successful. One of the biggest advantages to them was that they were constantly playing ahead of the sticks, right? They were on track. They were on time. They were never in really in a bunch of like crazy first and 15, you know, second and 13, third and 9. There was always an advantageous third down situation.
But even
if
then,
they were
though,
even in a third down
but
situation.
But I agree. So it was like third and shorts, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But this year, they didn't convert on those at all compared to what we've seen in the past. Remember some of the numbers we were talking about?
Yeah.
Like third and three, third and four, below whatever where they ranked in the NFL, and it was just unpatriot-like. You know? But so all year, they showed that that's an area where they struggled compared to the past.
Okay.
Whereas yet on Sunday?
I hear you. Okay, so fine. So that is you're correct. But now go back and tell me why. Why do you think? It's because Brady sucks at it? Edelman can't run any routes? Gronk's hurt? Terrible play call by Josh McDaniels? Great individual effort by a defensive player? What is it? So it didn't look like it was in the past, right? We're talking years and years and years of information. Why? Why is it? It's not because – we're all going to agree. It's not because Brady sucks, right? There is no cliff.
No cliff.
He's still pretty damn good.
Yes.
Okay, Edelman's healthy as he's ever been this year, right?
Yes.
Gronk is healthy. James White is healthy. Rex Burkhead is healthy. Michelle is healthy. Hogan is healthy.
He didn't even lose anybody yesterday in the game.
No, they're
These
fine.
Other teams lost
I would say
players.
That.
But they were
that,
healthy
that,
weeks before that.
No, I would say there was always.
They were healthy
always,
since the Minnesota game. They'd everybody
well,
in the field ever
Brady,
since Minnesota.
Brady being hurt, Gronk having
Brady.
Issues, everybody healing up.
Well, this game might have been a little deceiving in that they had 2 weeks now off. So 2 weeks off.
Sure.
So you're going to look a lot
well,
lively.
Look at that first possession, third and three. Pass to Edelman. Third and two, James White. Third and five, James White. Third and six, that was the Gronk pass interference. And then it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they you know that first drive was so impressive. You know, you had to convert on all four of your third downs, and you did. One was a penalty, and if it wasn't a hold, he probably would have completed anyways. But you did on all of them. So that was an area, third and three, third and four, third and two, where this season they weren't successful compared to previous years. They were on Sunday.
But I think the New England Patriots have the best defense of the four remaining teams. The stats tell you that, and your eyes tell you that. But today, suddenly, because Kansas City did a good job against the Colts, but how much of that was the Colts? By the way, Andrew Luck, outdoors, cold weather.
Just like his
throwing
just
the
like
wounded
the guy
ducks.
That he, just
oh
like
my
the guy
God.
He succeeded.
Just kind of lobs balls, doesn't he? Just kind
yes.
of everything's feel. Just
yeah.
kind of...
Did you see? It wasn't a lot of pressure. It was him screwing up, wasn't it?
I mean, he had so many balls batted down. If a ball wasn't getting batted down, even the announcers were talking about it. It was just like, what are you doing?
Well, the other thing too is Kansas City got up early in the game, and suddenly that takes Mac out of the game for you, right?
Yeah.
And then actually, they benefited with a couple turnovers and were able to at least get a score in the game. If they didn't get that score with that turnover, you know what? That would have been a
but you're right. I mean,
that would have been like here.
That offensive line was still protecting Andrew Luck, but it almost seemed like Kansas City was like, okay, listen, it's a good offensive line. You're not putting a bunch of pressure on them, so let's get our hands up. And early on, they batted those first couple of balls, those first couple of possessions, and it was like just ruined all these drives.
I think it's more in luck. I don't think it was as much Kansas City defense, but again, the last thing people have seen today, Kansas City suddenly has a good defense. I'm not sure I'm buying into that. Adam's driving around in a car. Hi, Adam.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, I hope that you guys can hear me okay.
We got you.
So, awesome, thanks. Hey, I want to know if you guys think if there's any effect of it being too cold at Arrowhead that it will affect the crowd noise.
Yeah, if about 10,000 die of frostbite in the first quarter.
Well,
so there's this theory going on that it's going to be so cold that everyone's going to be wearing mittens and gloves that they won't be as loud.
Oh, really?
No, because when you no, when it's like 95 and humid, you sort of sit there and you want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
When it's zero, believe me, you're standing up the whole time and you're jumping up and down because you're trying to stay warm.
See,
you're screaming,
I would think
lungs.
That they would be prepared, just like fans in Green Bay would be prepared.
Well, the cold games would go nuts.
Really?
I think so, yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
I got a heated blanket. I got socks that have warmers in them.
I can't.
I got my own little personal tent.
You got a few in you. You're screaming and
your beer's
you
melting.
Awake.
It's going to be so cold. No. Did you see what the weather? It's going to be the weather forecast is getting worse.
Beer melt?
As
your beer's going to be even colder.
Freeze. It's going to. You don't think your beer freezes when you go out there?
Oh no, you drink it too quick.
That's you.
That's you, Lou. Yeah. The rest of the public, it's
Susie sits
they got
down.
A big ice cube.
Who wants another one?
Yeah. Are we going to do weather all week?
It's going to be cold. It's going to be 10 degrees? It's going to be cold.
It's
zero.
Freaking January in Missouri.
Neither teams are dome teams. It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful.
Weather. Boy, I'm so excited about this matchup. Sunny but cold temperatures peaking in the 90s.
But nothing like what you brought up the other day, the wind chill of minus 59 or whatever. Those are real days. Those are real football men.
Well, you didn't have the cold weather gear, all the technology that you have now.
How many times?
Just put on a bunch of sweatshirts.
How many times are we going to hear people talk about the effects of the weather all week long? We did last week. And we that's a good
check
point.
The balls.
And we
check the footballs.
And we participated in it as well. And I must tell you, I didn't think it was that bad.
We need
yesterday.
A good controversy. We need the balls to come out like flat.
Ooh, that'd be good.
We need something.
You know what you don't see anymore? Okay, so it's just so typical of the NFL. The contact to the head-to-head contact, you don't see that anymore. Defensive backs, defensive linemen throwing the quarterbacks down and like getting penalties for like unnecessary roughness. All those, you don't ever see them anymore.
Helmet, you didn't see all year, I felt like.
Well, no, they called it early. And then
pre-season.
They called it a lot in the beginning. Then they kind of faded away from them. The tackling the quarterback became an issue. That's gone
Body
now.
Weight on the quarterback.
Body weight on the quarterback, right? That's gone. And it's almost like they're saying, you know what?
Okay, they forgot.
Can we? No. Let them play.
Right.
Let them play.
Good.
You'll never see a last-second throw to win a game with a pass interference call. It'll never happen because, God forbid, you're the ref that calls that penalty, that throws that flag, unless it's completely obvious.
Well, I tell you what, though.
Incidental contact, they're not calling it.
Getting back to Andrew Luxor, the way he threw the football yesterday, if I were him, I would have gone to the officials and say, I think Kansas City's screwing around with the footballs.
We have high standards in the NFL.
I think they're screwing around.
That's a good idea.
Right? They should have
get in their head.
Oh, my God. Did you see the thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it was worse than anything Peyton Manning
had
ever thrown.
I can't grip it.
Ninth caller to 617-931-0937 right now wins a pair of tickets to the Sun Wine and Food Fest Grand Tasting. It's a preview to get a sneak peek into one of the Fest signature showcases. You can taste a variety of wine and beer and spirits and pair your favorites with delectable dishes from some of the region's most highly rated restaurants. So that's the ninth caller right now, 617-931-0937. Win a pair of tickets to the Sun Wine and Food Fest Grand Tasting Preview. It's Friday, January the 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. You must be 21 plus. Back with more after this.